From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The South Korean National Assembly has voted to impeach President Park Geun-hye. The collapse of Park's presidency was caused by recent allegations of a multi-million-dollar influence peddling scandal. With Park's powers now suspended, Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ahn, the interim head of government, is the interim head of government following a vote. Cho Mi-ae is leader of the main opposition party. She says that this is a victory for the people and it will go down in history. After Park's impeachment was announced, demonstrators in front of the National Assembly cheered. The South Korean Defense Ministry has ordered the military on a heightened surveillance and readiness posture should North Korea do something provocative. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Andrew Puzder, a wealthy businessman, lawyer, and elite donor to Trump's campaign to become the next labor secretary. Critics say Puzder's public comments do not often coincide with the department's stated mission, which seeks to enhance the welfare of workers, improve working conditions, and assure work-related benefits and rights. Late Thursday, Mr. Trump continued his thank you tour with a rally in Des Moines, Iowa, where he promised more jobs for Americans.
The American worker built this country, and now it's time for American workers to have a government that, for the first time in decades, answers to them. We're going to answer to them.
Mr. Trump also pledged to improve the U.S. military readiness. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA.